All right, Stanford coach Johnny Dawkins has joined us, and the Cardinal host the Oregon schools this weekend, hosting Oregon on Wednesday and then Oregon State on Sunday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. You have a question from Jeff Ferrato, the Oakland Tribune.
Johnny, you guys and Cal have both been a little up and down so far through the conference. Do you in particular look at this week as an opportunity to sort of hoist yourselves back into the race, especially with Oregon coming in here on Wednesday?
Well, absolutely. You know, you have a chance to play at home. We have two home games, and, you know, you want to protect your home court. I think by doing so gives you a chance to be competitive in the conference.
How important are these? I mean, they're obviously they're home, but at this point in the schedule, do you need to do something special and knock off an Oregon, and do you feel that you're, you know, positioned to do that now?
Well, the thing we want to do is we want to continue to just keep getting better. You know, our kids are working hard, and, you know, we split this last weekend on the road, and now we want to come home and protect our home court.
You talk about what you've seen from Oregon and how impressed you are with what they've achieved so far.
I mean, I think Dana's done a terrific job with his group. They're playing well. They're playing at a high level, both ends of the floor. You know, they're very confident. Like I said, they've you know, they're undefeated in conference, and, you know, those kids are playing well. I know it's got to be exciting.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from Percy Allen, the Seattle Times.
Hey there, Coach. How you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, I was just wondering if you could talk about just the unbalanced schedule and just the idea of playing kind of what you guys are doing this week. That you played on Sunday and then you have to turn it around and then play on Wednesday as opposed to going from Saturday to Thursday, so that cuts down your time there. But then you don't play again until this upcoming Sunday, and you play a team who has played on Thursday, so it gives you a little bit of a competitive advantage there.
Well, I think it's difficult. Scheduling is always difficult, especially when you're trying to make sure the games work and you know, for television. And so you're going to have different times to play. It's going to be unbalanced for different teams. But I think it should all balance out in the end if you just stay with it and just concentrate on just your game that you have. I mean, preparation becomes important, of course. Some teams will have more rest than others, but, you know, you have to find ways to adjust as a coach and try to maximize what your kids are able to do out there by how you practice and how you prepare your guys to play.
Have you found that time, though, of just being – able to practice and when to practice and when to go hard, has that been more of the challenge this year as opposed to past years when you knew it was Thursday, Saturday?
No, absolutely. You know, you definitely have had to adjust. And you kind of can feel it naturally. You can recognize, you know, your kids and the state that they're in, and you can recognize when you have a quick turnaround for games as opposed to a longer one. You just have to adjust your practices accordingly.
You know, it was Altman at Oregon who just said earlier that because of the more time between games, that maybe that has lessened the importance of depth, you know, because your guys do have sometimes 48 hours or even 3 days to recover.
No, I agree with Dana with that. I think it does give you guys more time to recover, and so therefore depth, it may not be as important as it has been in years past with the quick turnarounds, you know, for most of Pac-12 play.
Okay, Coach, thank you.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from Bob Clark, the Register Guard.
Hey, Johnny, just off one game, did Oregon look any different? Did you notice anything of them without their starting point guard last against Washington?
Well, they're very good. I think they have good depth at that position, and I think it showed. I mean, Lloyd is an experienced guard, and so by inserting him into the lineup, you know, you have a young man who comes in with experience from last season, and I'm sure they'll miss Dominic because he's a terrific young player. But having an experienced junior to come in that backed him up and contribute is really good. And then, you know, you're able to also, you know, play another freshman that's shown to be pretty steady and a young man more. So, you know, they have quality depth there, which I think is something you have to be successful.
Thanks, Johnny.
You're welcome.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1.
Any further questions for Coach?
You do have a follow-up from Jeff Ferrato, the Oakland Tribune.
Johnny, I think John Gay just made like 9 out of his last 10 three-point attempts. Can he even do that in practice regularly? And does that speak to the idea that you want him to keep shooting those?
Well, one, let's not jinx him. He's playing. I'm really proud of him. He's worked very hard. Of course, he's always been a good shooter, but he's added, you know, several dimensions to his game to complement that. And, no, he's terrific from the outside. Of course, when he's open, we want to find him because he's an automatic three-point shooter. And, like I said, it's a skill that he has, but more importantly, his ability to get better. He's shown that over the last couple of years, you know, both on offense and defense. So I'm just really proud of him, and hopefully he'll continue to shoot like he's shooting now.
Without trying to jinx him, what's the
exactly.
Most he's ever made in a row in practice? I mean, he's one of those guys who can just kind of make him look like layups?
Yeah, he can get going. He can get going, and it's always fun because you know, and his teammates and everybody gets excited when he gets to shooting the ball the way you saw him shoot the other night. You know, I don't know what the number is that he's made in a row, but of course he's made. You know, he does it pretty routinely. Where he'll make several threes in a row. I just don't know.
I think
he
was 1-2 against Colorado, but he was 4-for-4 against Cal, and then against Utah. So it's 9-for-10 in those last three games. That's most guys don't shoot 90% from the.
Now you're from two-point land. You know, he's exactly on the free throw line. But now he's a capable shooter, as you've seen over the years. And like I said, I'm just really happy to see him, you know, improve because he's a great kid. Couldn't happen to a better guy. And, you know, he really helps us. He gives us a big lift, and hopefully he'll continue to do that.
All right. Thanks, John.
Okay, Jeff.
All right, one more time. We'll make a sweep of questions. Any additional questions for Coach?
There are no questions at this time.
All right, that'll do it. Johnny, thanks for your time today, and good luck this week.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care.
Okay.